Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
I really feel like all of Philly is not going to like me because of how I really pronounce their favorite words, Junior. It's Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Janae Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. holding it down. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, Junior, the word I'm talking about is John. Oh, yeah, I think I nailed it right there. Much better. Big progress. And I'd like to also say that I hope that you've changed your opinion on us going for the ESPN title belt, because we have to go in hard. Like, I believe we can beat anybody. We are the best duo at ESPN.
So, Janae, I feel really good about us taking that title belt, because anyone that missed it, I saw Ariel Helwani and Daniel Cormier, who do such a great job hosting DC and Helwani. They're going to be doing a special episode on ESPN Radio from 9 to 11 Eastern coming up later tonight. And, like, we're very excited for that. But I see them go on Instagram the other day, and this is what really ticked me off, because they're on there with their title belts on here. The ESPN broadcast tag team champions of the world in this spot. And they start calling people out during the course of this. And we didn't even get a call out. They're going around all these other names. And we have Ariel Helwani on the show all the time, through football season, talking about his Bills. We've had him on the radio plenty before when we were doing the morning show. I thought we at least had the familiarity where he would check us and understand and recognize us as a duo.
Yeah, we have a weekly with Ariel. Like, I don't know anybody else that would actually commit to that real estate. And not just a weekly. Like, wasn't it on Fridays? Friday is like a special place for us.
Prime but real estate.
But it's
my
all good.
Ears were ringing.
Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on. Oh, what the world's
my
going on?
My ears were ringing.
Ariel, is that you?
Wait, how did you get the number?
My ears were ringing atop Mount Helwani, where the champions rest.
Oh, God.
And I heard two jabronis speaking my partner's name. He doesn't show up to these free shows without getting paid. He doesn't do that sort of thing. So I show up on behalf of him. I was once told to never punch down. So that is the answer to your question, Junior. You don't punch down. You don't mention people who are beneath you. And that's why we didn't mention you a couple of days ago.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I understand that you want a shot at the Kings. But when you come at the Kings, you best not miss. If this is your best shot at trying to get those two beautiful belts that I have laying atop my mantle and my mansion here, parts unknown, I will never tell you where I live, but rest assured, it is a high eight-figure mansion. You got to do better than that. I mean, this is a sad excuse. They called me, your producer called me, he's like, guys, ratings are tanking. No one's listening. We need you to come back. Football season's, it's quiet. You guys are talking about Russell Wilson
this
for the
is
95th
fake
straight
news.
Day. No one cares about Russell Wilson. Please come and save us. And oh, by the way, can you come on tonight to save us 9 to 11 ESPN
no,
Radio,
you
DC,
just
and Helwani?
No,
and so here
lies.
I am to
blasphemy.
Save you guys.
Blasphemy.
Here I am to save you guys.
No, you care about us so much that you stalk us every time it's 4 to 7 Eastern. You're like, oh my gosh, can I please come on? Please, Janae, Michael, Jr., you guys are the coolest kids, and I want that energy. And so you beg us, and now you're flipping the script just because your mic is high? Like, what? Really?
I mean, listen, I didn't mention you. So, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. You weren't tagged in the tweets. DC, I mean, he couldn't be bothered. I asked him if he wanted to show up. He said, how much are they paying? I said, nothing. He said, are you kidding? You think I'm going to come on ESPN Radio for free with these two jabrons? I mean, really. First of all, the fact that you guys have underestimated my athletic skills, I was actually a better high school athlete than Daniel Cormier was. I'm just not the kind of guy to brag about myself, puff my chest out. But I'll have you know that I was the captain. Yes, I said the captain. I didn't stutter. Of the Herzliya High School men's basketball team for 5 straight years. The Herzliya Wildcats, a private Jewish school in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I played center, 5'9". I played center.
That makes sense.
No big deal. Yeah. That's because I played above my height. And yet here you guys are disparaging me, thinking you could take me out. And so I'll say this. Impress me. Have a good couple weeks of shows. Get some big-name guests. Like, I'm not talking about the Jeff Darlingtons of the world. Like, let's have an A-list guest once in a while, and then maybe I'll give you a shot at the strap.
So
does that work?
You know what? This is what I'm hearing now and sensing, Janae, is I forgot that this is kind of like printing money. Like, they're dealing with monopoly money belts over there. I forgot that I can just go to any store on the planet, any of those stores where you can get the Little League trophies made up, where you want to make sure all these kids feel good about themselves.
And he probably used his own money, too.
Oh, listen, all the time. He's got
those were gifted to me by Jimmy Pitaro. Jimmy Pitaro himself came to my house and said, I would like to bestow these two belts to you and Daniel Cormier, who have single-handedly put ESPN on your backs during the pandemic.
Ariel Helwani, ESPN MMA insider, joining
us
here on Shanae
Angola
Jr. And by the way,
proud.
You lost your argument when you said you're on top of this mountain and that's the only way you could get a punch in, because, like, on level ground, you can't touch us. You can't reach us. We 6'4", we 6'5", we in the building. So try it.
A lot of length on this side. A lot of length
Thank
on this
you.
Side here.
But it's okay.
Please
we
don't
can
tell
just
DC I said that.
Yeah, don't tell DC. We're just talking about you strictly. Just you, Ariel.
Yeah,
okay,
no, that's fine. That's cute. Listen, when Mr. Pitaro came to my house and gifted me those two titles, I said, Mr. Pitaro, first of all, great to see you. I missed you since our lunch the day before. But here's the thing. Are you sure you're comfortable with this? Because, look, I don't have a show on ESPN Radio. I'm not on Drive Time 4 to 7. I'm not a big shot like you guys or Kellerman or Green. Are you sure? He said, Ariel, colleague to colleague. You and DC have single-handedly carried the company for the past year during the pandemic. I said, listen, who am I to argue with Mr. Pitaro? I will gladly take these belts, but I want to let you know, Mr. Pitaro, I am an active champion. I will gladly defend these titles when I feel like there is a challenger who is worthy. Marcus Spears, not worthy. Greeny, not worthy. Stephen A. Kellerman, not even in our orbit. And so I'm sorry, I didn't know that we were going down to like the 25th ranked crew. If I had enough characters, I would have mentioned you guys. But I ran out of characters. It's not my fault.
Okay,
it's not my fault, guys.
Okay,
it's
while you try to brainstorm our names, at least we have some characters in the octagon. We're excited for UFC 260.
It's not my
fault. Can you tell us a little bit with the time we have remaining with all the slander, a little bit about 260, Stipe Miocic, and Francis Ngannou, what you're looking forward to?
Wait, we're going to turn this into a spot now?
Oh, yeah,
this
listen.
Is a spot?
Ariel, listen.
You're disparaged by athletic prowess?
We got to get our money's worth. Your athletic prowess, to be argued, my friend.
Listen, Chinee, you right here, right now? Right here, right now.
Let's square up.
Me versus you on the hardwood, I win.
Sorry.
I win.
All right, I'll play wearing heels only with my left and blindfolded. But yeah,
let's take it up a notch. Me and DC versus you and Junior, we win.
Oh,
no, I'd still win.
We'd
still win.
Yeah, you think so?
Let's do it. Playing basketball, right? Like, again, I want to make sure this is basketball because the one thing in all
what do you
this
think
area,
this is? Soccer, baseball? What do you think we're talking about here? Dodgeball?
Making sure DC's not allowed to use the mitts. That's what I'm making sure, Ariel. Like,
Junior, that's your assignment right there. That's your matchup. Good luck. God bless.
Oh, that's fine. Listen, I got the box out on that one. We got a little bit of length on this.
Okay.
We're good to go on that one.
That's fine.
So here we go.
I guess you don't know about Jewish private high school basketball. All right, that's cool. Listen, whenever the time comes, whenever the borders open up and all that, Staples Center, wherever you guys want to do it. You call the shots. DC and I against
Ariel,
you two,
I really,
two on two, we will lay the smack down.
Okay, Ariel, I care about you so much that I actually want to hear your opinions on sports. Do we have some time? Can we do that with the final 60 minutes? Like, that's how much I love you that
Wait,
I actually care.
I get to stay on for 60 minutes?
Oh, no, sorry. Did I say 60 minutes? Oh, look what I did.
I got excited.
No, 60 seconds.
I got excited.
Talk to me about 260, please.
All right.
And then also the Raptors keeping Kyle Lowry. That's what I want to hear.
Oh, see, you want to know a lot from me. It appears as though you're interested in my opinions after all.
Just low-key, okay? Low-key. Don't tell Junior.
On the DL. 260 is great. It's a heavyweight title rematch. It's Francis Ngannou versus Stipe Miocic. Stipe is the champ. He's the most underrated champion in the UFC right now. He's going up against a very, very, very scary man named Francis Ngannou, who's won his last four fights in less than 2 minutes each. The man knocks people's heads off into the third row. It's a great fight. It's on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. You got the return of Tyron Woodley, the former champ. You got the return of Sugar Sean O'Malley after his first pro loss. That's very exciting. Hey, forget about the Raptors. I love what my Knicks did today. My Knicks stood pat. The LOL Knicks are no more. They're not going to get baited into, a Lonzo Ball trade here or Victor Oladipo there. They are being run by sensible, smart professionals. Leon Rose, World Wide West, much love. Knicks are taking it. I dare the Brooklyn Nets to play the Knicks in the first round. I dare them. Knicks in five. You heard it here first.
Oh
my God.
God
in heaven. Ariel Helwani, kind enough to join us here. Bold predictions, slanderous talk Again, check out UFC 260, as he mentioned, a heavyweight rematch available exclusively on ESPN Plus. Subscribers get it for $69.99. Visit ESPNPlus.com/PPV. And check out, mercifully, we are asking you guys to give the Chenane Golic Jr. bump to our lowly friends, DC and Helwani. They're
going to be hosting. Anytime, any place. DC and Helwani versus you two jabrones. Anytime in basketball, Junior. I'm not talking about tiddlywinks. I'm talking about basketball. We're winning by at least six.
There you go. Where we go. You know what? I know someone who's got keys to the Staples Center. We're going to be able to make this happen.
Yes.
Check out DC and Helwani, 9 to 11 Eastern on ESPN Radio tonight.
I like you.
Ariel, get out
anytime,
of here.
I hate that I like you.
Any place.
Done with you. Ariel.
Jeez,
Helwani.
I hate that I like that dude.
I don't like him at all. Sick of him. I'm not. You know what? Like, you can listen from 9 to 11 tonight. I'm probably not. I'm probably going to, but they're pretty good. But
yeah, pretty awesome.
We definitely got him on Hoops. But coming up next, I would book that. We got to figure out everything else in the world of sports. We're willing to put it on wax, including an interesting trade proposal for everyone out there. That's next. Chenane Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chenane and Golic Jr., the podcast.
My uncle, your uncle, our uncle, Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst, to give us the good word on Russell Wilson and everything going on in the NFL. Now, as I say that, it's crazy because I remember Russell Wilson was the only thing that got Marcus Spears frustrated. We'll see if those emotions have changed in about 10 minutes. But right here, right now, it's time to do one of the favorite things that we always love to do and play Book It. It's Chenane Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Chenane Ogwemekay and Mike Golic Jr. live from the green room of the Kelly Clarkson Show, which is really fun today. It's been a day. But, you know, some things remain the same, you know, the conversations with Russell Wilson Jr. But also some things remain the same in the NBA. A lot of the top contenders did not make moves. And I sort of like that because that shows that they're happy with what they have. They feel like we got. We have all the pieces. Now, other teams like the Miami Heat, the Chicago Bulls, the Denver Nuggets made some moves. So now with the trade deadline in the rearview mirror, I'm excited, Junior, because now we know the rosters are set for the NBA the second half of the season, and we'll be able to see who does the most with what they have.
Yeah, I think a lot of people looked at this and said the table was already pretty set after this one. You could argue the real trade deadline was back in November when James Harden got dealt and ended up in Brooklyn. I think everybody saw the ground change underneath them, and so we got a trade deadline of everyone kind of understanding their place in the pecking order, Chenae.
Precisely, and to have fun with this, but more importantly, to put Cliff on the spot. Let's do what we do, hottest takes, and we'll give you the answers as we play Book It.
All right, guys, Book It. You know the drill. You add Book It to any of your hot take. It's a hot take multiplier. It allows you to feel like Stephen A. Smith, if only for a moment.
You can book it.
Put it in the books.
You know what time it is. It's Book It time, damn it.
I'm still saying no.
Book It's brought to you by Body Armor Light Sports Drink, made with no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, to hydrate your active lifestyle. All right, we're going to give you the spicy take. If you want to book it, if you want to co-sign this take, you're right along with it. You're going to scream it. You're going to shout it. You're going to feel good, like Stephen A. Smith. If you don't, you won't, and we move on. Guys, are ready. Cliff, you got the takes for us
today.
Let's
get it. Chenae, you ready for this one?
I'm born ready, baby.
Let's go. Kyle Lowry is the Dwayne Wade of Toronto. You going to book that?
I'm booking this one. Kyle Lowry is absolutely the Dwayne Wade of Toronto. And I know that sounds crazy comparing Toronto to Miami, but the reality is there have been a number of great players. Vince Carter, you've got DeMar DeRozan, you had Kawhi Leonard for a short time. But Kyle Lowry is the one that is a consistent piece during the time period in which they won a championship. So I think he is the icon. He will get a statue outside of, is it Scotiabank?
Yes, that's the one.
Scotiabank. He'll get a statue, albeit a little smaller than normal statues, but his stature has delivered a championship, so he's absolutely the Dwayne Wade of Toronto.
Short kings everywhere reeling right now after the statue slander here. Kyle Lowry's second in games played, second in minutes played, actually to DeMar DeRozan, who was up there with him for so long in that. But, Chenae, I can't book this one. You mentioned, I think that name,
damn
Vince Carter,
that
still rings a little bit different up there. I think there's generations of basketball players that saw Vince Carter up in Canada and changed the way that basketball was viewed up there in a lot of ways. I understand he didn't give as much, maybe hardware-wise, although you could attribute a lot of that to what came with Kawhi Leonard in that time. But I still think Vince Carter is going to be the name association with Toronto for a while with some people.
All right.
What do we got?
You're both wrong. The answer is Drake. Anyways, Justin Fields.
It's the way he'd like it.
Junior. Justin Fields will end up getting drafted before Zach Wilson. You going to book that?
Yeah, so we've seen every mock draft basically since we started putting them out has had Zach Wilson slotted in that second spot, wherever that second quarterback comes off the board, behind Trevor Lawrence. Today, I'll actually book this one. I feel like we're due for a correction here. I feel like so many people were enamored at the end of the season with Justin Fields, the gutty performance he had in the college football playoff, and I feel like we're still one Justin Fields news cycle away from this becoming, I think, the debate it should have been all along in this spot. So yes, I'll get out in front of this one and book it.
You know what? I am not going to book it just
because, unfortunately,
based on the rhetoric, I think that Justin Fields will laugh now but probably cry later, right? Like, things will autocorrect themselves. It just seems so firm on the Zach Wilson hype train that I don't know if people are going to give the same energy to Justin Fields, even though that underdog chip will probably help him out as he transitions to the pros. Not going to book that one.
Chinay and Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio playing Book It. Cliff, what do we got next?
Let's go. Chinay, this is for you. Andy Dalton is QB1.
Oh, God.
I'm booking it just because he's QB1 on social media. Apparently, that's all that matters. Deal with it, Chicago. Wow, who
pain,
am I? Go
pain. Pain. No, you're right, Chinay. This is the world that they created. This is the world Ryan Pace and that front office created. I'm booking this because we've seen follow-up comments from Andy Dalton that have said, I came to Chicago because I was given the assurance I was going to be the starting quarterback. When it's between him and Nick Foles, I'm not necessarily saying there's a win in either choice in that spot, but Andy Dalton's been a competent starter in this league. This isn't about him being bad. It's about what you could have had being better and about that hope, as we heard in Ted Lasso. It's the hope that kills you. Cliff, we got time for one more?
Let's skip this. Peaches by Justin Bieber is already the song of the summer. You know what?
I'm just tossing this up in the air.
What do you got?
Right? Oh, no. I can't book it just because it's going up and it's up.
No,
it's,
sir.
Like,
no.
I don't know. Justin Bieber, like, it's the song of the summer, but it's more so like the chill vibes versus up. Like, that's the anthem. Junior?
I am going to be at a brunch slugging mimosas post-vaccine with this song coming on.
Here's the issue. Are you going to touch a club or some type of scene where you're going to hear that up song? It's a little different vibe.
I'm not going to book this, though.
Brunch has gotten a little different nowadays.
Peaches. We got more peaches brunch than, you know, up brunch. Yeah.
This is all very true. You guys make compelling points in all this one. We've seen the world around us change. I'm not going to book this because I am still looking into the future of what might come. There are three people that worry me. Well, actually, four people. Drake, still always lurking in the wings. He's good for something coming out here. Taylor Swift is re-releasing Fearless April 9th with 6 unreleased tracks from the vault. One of those could be a banger. And the other two I'm worried about, Silk Sonic is somewhere out there. And I'm telling you, if Leave the Door Open, the Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars collaboration is any indication, they are going to light it up and melt my clothes off at some point this summer.
Those are all good takes, but I still think up. If you hear up, like, that just brings out a different energy in people. But I still get my peaches out in Georgia, you know?
Yeah, that's me. Up is dead. Oof, man. And you know what? We are all ready.
And Chinay, what about that second part? You get the peaches out in Georgia, and then what?
I get my from California.
Coming up next, we get our NFL analysis from Marcus Spears, the big swagoo, after this word from Indeed.
Okay, and by the way, the blank was for light, sunshine in California, okay?
Direct from the source.
Yeah, and this is just because I'm a boss, I'm a lady, I'm a businesswoman, okay? And when you own a business, you're the owner of everything, sales, finance, customer service. Fortunately, Indeed is uniquely qualified to help you really own hiring. Right when you sponsor a job post, Indeed's Instant Match searches through the millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description immediately. Y'all, it's like love at first sight, but with jobs. I love it. Then you can invite them to apply to your job right away. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. You can learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Now, I have a question. Would you rather, don't get nervous. Would you rather have one young quarterback in a cost-effective league right now or risk it all for Russell Wilson? We'll ask our family next on Chinay and Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live. Come look at us on ESPN Plus.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
So we've been talking about our life when the world hopefully soon goes back to normal. And I saw the news break today that a growing number of NBA teams are starting to receive vaccines, players, potentially personnel. And in the NFL, an update came through from the NFL's doctor and sort of outlines their views, I guess, right now on how they're going to handle the process. It's really interesting, and we'll get to that in about 10 minutes. It's Shanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Shanae Ogunmike, Mike Golic Jr. holding it down. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, we are a show that loves to troll Twitter, or is it scroll and troll Twitter? Both
we
apply.
Do like to troll pretty regularly. I feel like that makes a lot of sense for us.
Yes, we do. But one person probably gives us the best content that we need on Twitter, and he doesn't even do it, like, by trying. It just happens naturally with the GIFs, with the faces. Junior, I saw you screenshot about 10 pictures of Marcus Spears, our own ESPN NFL analyst, who joins us on the Goodyear Hotline here on Shanae and Golic Jr. Screenshot so many of Marcus Spears' faces, which I feel like now we already got one on a t-shirt. We probably need like 50. And one came down to prayers. Marcus, what was going on that made you have to pray?
First of all, y'all stupid, man. Y'all are so stupid. I mean, y'all have me tripping, man. Because I don't, y'all know, that's me. I do that when we in private conversations in the green room or anywhere. So yesterday, let me see what I was praying about. It was something that was said that I absolutely disagree. I think we were arguing about Max Kellerman from First Take was talking about Aaron Rodgers. He was going to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay as opposed to elsewhere. And then he said that they lost in the NFC Championship because they were unlucky.
Oh, boy.
I was like, okay. And after that, I was like, okay, let me just pray, because y'all know I can get to that level 10 real fast on TV, and I can start sweating, so I had to kind of calm myself down. But MG Jr., the caption you put, bro, I was crying. Like, you know how people just be messing or BSing and saying I'm laughing out loud or I'm crying laughing. You know, dude, I was crying laughing when you put that up, because it was so Mike Golic Jr. and so the thought process of so many people that's waiting for this pandemic to be under control. And it just was perfect. You know, Stephen A. called me Pastor Spears. He was, dude, y'all stupid. I'm going to leave it at that.
We are, in fact, stupid. But, Marcus, listen, I used Marcus Spears and Stephen A. Smith's reaction to basically say right now we're all making promises we know we're not going to keep on the other side of this vaccine. And when I get out here after this vaccine, Marcus, I belong to the streets. Like, I am going to out here. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, the streets will take you back with open arms, I'm sure.
Marcus Spears, our ESPN NFL analyst, joining us right now and somehow putting up with all this that we're throwing at him right now. Marcus, I am curious, though, because I saw one of the other things that got you lit up here. As we're looking out this NFL offseason, we've talked so much about quarterbacks that are potentially on the move or weren't. We got through the early run of NFL free agents going out here. And we saw the receivers move late, and I was really surprised, Marcus, that Baltimore wasn't a bigger player in all this for an offense we talked about needing to evolve their passing attack. Why do you think Baltimore has not been a bigger player in this offseason, knowing what they need?
Man, I got to give Diana Rossini credit. Through her reporting, she brought up something that I hadn't thought about. You know, because we've been screaming, Baltimore, get a receiver, but I never looked at the other side, at these receivers, looking at a team that runs the ball 57% of the time, right? And we know how all of these wide receivers, especially if you consider yourself a top guy, we know how you want to be judged. That's yards and touchdowns. And that right now is not a system conducive to creating that situation for top-level guys. So, and then a couple weeks ago, Mina Kimes brought up Juju would be a good fit. And that made so much sense to me because of his physical style of play the way he operates as a receiver, I don't look at Juju as a one, as a guy that's going to be a, you know, 1,000-yard receiver, 10, 12 touchdowns, but he can be a 600, 700-yard receiver with 8 or 9 touchdowns, right? A possession guy, basically. But when she brought that up, man, it just got me to thinking, you know, and it went back to what I've been talking about with the Ravens since the beginning of last season, is the evolution of a passing game, man. And I think people get it misconstrued. I think people think that I'm trying to say they need to change their stripes and become something they're not. But you, MG Jr. and Janae, we cover this enough to know that if you don't develop a significant passing game when needed, I'm not talking about going throw the ball 50 times a game, 17 weeks. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you're going to keep banging your head up against the wall thinking you're going to run enough to beat Patrick Mahomes and that high-powered offense, like, Baltimore should be in the thought process of Super Bowl. That's how they should be thinking. They've been in the playoffs. They finally, Lamar got his playoff win. They have a good defense. They, like, so why won't they just do that part to add to what they already do to make them even harder out on Sunday and when they get in the playoffs? But they won't, man. And we see it every year when they get to a point where they got to throw the ball at a high clip. Not only is it unfamiliar, schematically they not set up that way. And I can't ask Lamar Jackson if he can be an elite thrower or a top-level thrower when you don't throw the football. So that's what had me like that.
We're so sorry. And sorry if you hear in the background a beautiful voice. It's a special guest. I'm in her green room right now. I'll tell you later, Marcus Spears. But one final question. We don't have much time. You're talking about significant passing games, and one that's on premium right now that is highly sought after is Russell Wilson. I know last time we talked to you about Russ, he sort of frustrated you because it's like, tell us what you really want. But would you think, like, in this current situation with the quarterback-rich draft, would you rather have a cost-effective quarterback right now and sort of build that way, or would you rather risk it all on Russell Wilson?
Oh, Janae, I'm taking Russ. Like, you know, y'all know me. I'm not a big cap guy. Don't tell me about no cap numbers. All these teams figure it out. They make it work. They cut people. They restructure contracts. They gonna get under the cap. Don't tell me about resetting the rookie window. Like, that's dumb. If Russell Wilson becomes available, I don't care who you are. If you don't have a quarterback, you should be calling the Seattle Seahawks. I don't care what draft position you have. I don't care if you think Trevor Lawrence going to be the best thing that ever happened to the NFL. He going to be the invention of the wheel. You don't know that right now. You know Russell Wilson going to give you a chance to win every single Sunday. You know he's going to elevate the guys around him. It's a no-brainer for me. Everybody should be interested that's looking for a franchise quarterback. And as far as the rookies that's coming in, I hope they all turn into Hall of Famers and have great careers. But we know the track record, right? We know that is a big hit or miss and more failed than succeed. Russell Wilson has succeeded for a long time in this league. He succeeded enough to win a Super Bowl, succeeded enough to be in the MVP conversation for the first time, which is odd, succeeded enough to win games that Seattle probably wouldn't win because of the deficiencies of who they were defensively. So, if Russ available, take him, period.
No cap ever with Marcus Spears. That's what we always appreciate. None. Check him out on NFL Live every day. Follow him on Twitter at mspears96. Marcus, we appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Thanks, Uncle.
All right, family. Today in the green room, what, you shooting another commercial? Don't think I don't see you. I see you out here in these streets.
She is always
trying to make boss moves like you.
All right, I'll holler at y'all.
The best in the business, Marcus Spears, our ESPN NFL analyst. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. Coming up next, the NFL and the NFLPA are on the same page, but are they going in the right direction? We'll get to that after this word from DraftKings. Now, UFC 260 is a can't-miss event. I know we had Ariel Helwani on before, and while he was slandering us, he was also really selling this. And DraftKings going to help you even more. The official daily fantasy partner of UFC is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is super easy to play. You pick six fighters. You stay under the salary cap, and you pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. DraftKings is also safe and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your funds all at your convenience. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code CJR when you do. Get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes all throughout the week. Millions of dollars! You want to be a part of that. Be where the money resides, like Chiney. That's code CJR when you sign up at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. The NFL making moves. Are they the right ones? Next on ESPN Radio.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
This is the music for the Silhouette Challenge, which I know I would body, no pun intended, I'm never going to do it because I like my job now. At the top of the hour, Cliff, you ain't slick. We will get you caught up on everything that happened in the world of the NBA, you know, as we crossed over the NBA trade deadline today. Pretty good day for tier two teams, according to Mike Golic Jr.'s estimation. At the trade deadline, we had some interesting moves. Victor Oladipo to the Miami Heat, Aaron Gordon to the Denver Nuggets. So tier two, trying to be tier one. We'll see if that happens and those championship pieces are made. I mean, we just found out today, and so it's going to be interesting to see the second half of the NBA season. The breaking news, really, outside of that, was that a growing number of NBA teams have started players, personnel, receiving vaccinations. And in the NFL, we got an update to where the NFL is currently in the process. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Chiney Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. And as we talk about the NFL today, coming off of a segment with Marcus Spears, it's been interesting to follow the real life implications of everything that they're dealing with. We're still in pandemic. We're still trying to figure out how seasons are going to be made, you know, now that we're in the NFL offseason. And the update with the vaccines are as follows. While vaccinations are on the rise, the NFL has decided that the vaccine will not be made mandatory for its players, according to Dr. Alan Sills, the NFL's chief medical doctor. Quote, the NFL and the NFL Players Association have no intention of making the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for players, coaches, or staff, stating that the precautions the NFL wants to take to protect its players, saying that more information on the vaccine is key. Junior, when you hear this, meanwhile, coupled with the news today that the NBA, while it's voluntary, as you're seeing, it's not mandatory for the NBA, but people are receiving it, what do you think the NFL is sort of poising to do as they have another season in a couple months?
Yeah, I'm not surprised by this, Chiney, because we saw and heard some of the hesitance from NBA players when this was coming up, this idea of them not being sure and not wanting to state publicly, even LeBron James, if he was going to be vaccinated or not in this spot. And I think we should have expected this is probably going to hold true with NFL locker rooms also. What's going to be interesting to me, Chiney, is how they negotiate this when they get to training camp, right? Like the PA and the league are working right now to figure out if they're going to do another full virtual offseason at this point here. Limit the in-person interaction. But then there's this understanding that, all right, once we get to training camp, we won't need to do daily testing again. But now all of a sudden, if you've got a portion of your team that's vaccinated and a portion that's not, are you testing that portion that's not vaccinated anymore? Hell, if you're a player that's potentially on the bubble fighting for a roster spot now and you, because of the way you believe things personally, aren't vaccinated and now you end up on the COVID-19 list while you're in the middle of that, you're talking about a potential competitive disadvantage here based on the choices. So I'm fascinated, Chiney, to watch how they're going to legislate the testing going forward and how that could affect the competitive balance if you have any substantial number of players that decide this isn't for them.
What I will say is these conversations are evolving and everyone is seeking out education. Now, while some are getting the education and feeling comfortable to take it, it takes a different process. NBA players, some guys probably are going to, you know, figure it out within the next few weeks. And I think it's the same applied to the NFL. They don't want to make it mandatory until everyone feels good about being educated on the process. So I'm not surprised this is here.
I don't think, and you're right, I don't think they'll ever make it mandatory. But Chiney, the hope is that they can get to that point because we see and hear it all the time, the importance of doing this for the better of our larger communities, the importance of doing this for the betterment of public health in these spots. And so hopefully players can get the information they need and the explanation they need that makes them feel comfortable
and in
enough.
The off season. Yes,
as we get forward and get ready, because you've got all of that time. No time left. The trade deadline's come and gone in the NBA, though. Let's set the table for the NBA's second half next.
Thanks for listening to Jhené and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.